Off the Ball
with BetDAC.com, the sports betting exchange. Serious about sport for every season, every sport, and every team.
Yeah, you're very welcome back. So we have the Wexford Youths manager Shane Keegan on the line. Evening, Shane.
Joe, how are you?
Very well. Good to talk to you again. How's life treating you in the top division? We spoke at the start of the season, I seem to remember.
That's right, yeah. Look, as we expected, Joe, tough old going down there.
Yeah.
Sitting second from bottom at the moment, obviously. A bit of a gap to Longford, 6 points. And then we've got Finn Harps, 4 above us. So it could go any of three ways at the moment. But catching Harps and keeping Longford at bay is very much the aim. And we still think we can pull that off.
Yeah. We'll talk about that whole battle in just a few moments' time as Chelsea equalise Aspilicueta against Leicester.
What a goal.
Oh, really?
Sorry, John. What a goal. Aspilicueta. I don't think he'll score a better goal than that. Sorry to interrupt, but what a goal that is for Aspilicueta. Volley from 25 yards, top corner. What a goal.
Yeah. Move down the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Shot is headed clear. It falls to Aspilicueta and oof. Yeah, okay. It's good. Shane, you won't mind being interrupted.
Sorry,
when you
Shane. I'm really sorry about that, Shane. Honestly, what a goal. You'll see that later. You'll see an absolute belter of a goal.
Yeah. So, get down to Ferry Carrick Park. You guys have made a really, really interesting signing. Tell us.
Yeah, I suppose we have. Look, I suppose my underage involvement in soccer initially when I started out was in Kilkenny, so I was used to seeing some very talented soccer players maybe give up the game when they started getting selected on Kilkenny minor panels and Kilkenny under 21 panels, and that's the case all around the country. And, you know, there's a couple of cases like that down in Wexford, and one such case is Lee Chin. Obviously, Lee is a fantastic hurler. He's actually a great Gaelic footballer as well, obviously.
Mm.
But he's a brilliant soccer player. He's actually played League of Ireland First Division when he was a good bit younger with Watford United. And I'd seen him play a few times in the All-Ireland Oscar Trainer League and the whole lot. He's a cracking player. And we've had a little bit of an injury crisis at the moment at the back. So I just made a couple of inquiries with Lee to see, given that his hurling commitments were finished up for a short while, if he could possibly come on board and potentially give us a dig out. And he's up for it, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think he can be a great addition. I mean, he's, as I say, I've seen him playing you know, numerous times, and you can imagine the kind of player he is. He's an athlete, you know, he gets around the place.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd say he's fit. Yeah,
fit is putting it mildly, all right, yeah. But no, he can play. He can play as well as that, so he can, certainly. And look, this is not Lee embarking on a League of Ireland career or anything like that. It's just a simple case of Lee is a very, very proud Wexford man, and he was talking about how proud he was to see Wexford youths competing at the top level, and when I said that I thought he might be able to possibly make a contribution into trying to keep us at that level, he said, "Yeah, look, if it's 6-7 weeks, he'll jump in there and see what he can do for us."
And presumably, the plan is to go back to the hurling.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, we finish up at the end of October, beginning of November, if we end up in the playoffs, and that's what Lee will come on board. He'll give us a handout during that short period, and then absolutely, look, hurling is obviously a look. To my mind, I'd say he must be in with a shout of getting an all-star this year. He's been outstanding. He's only gone from strength to strength in the hurling. But we'll make use of him while we can, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you're in the midst of an injury crisis. That was part of the reason. How many men are you down?
Yeah, we have. We've a couple. Gary Delaney, who'd be a regular centre-half for us all season long, lasted only 15 minutes on Friday night. And Stephen Last, who would be another one of our first-choice centre-halves, finished last night's game with a nice pack on the hamstring. So we were starting to get very short in that area of the field, so we were. But no, look, he's as you can imagine as well, he's a versatile sort of lad. I'd say you could stick him kind of anywhere, but that's probably the area of the field we'll look for him to give us a dig out in.
Yeah, he's clearly just a very talented sports person. That hand-to-eye coordination and the athleticism translates to most sports. And, you know, you mentioned he played with Waterford United before. Has he been playing recently at all? Like you mentioned the Oscar Trainer League. Have you seen, has he been keeping ticking over in any way? I presume it's hard for him to do that with the hurling.
It would be hard for him to do that with the hurling, so it would. No, he's played with his local junior side in the off seasons over the last couple of seasons. Not sure if he did last year now, but certainly in the last few seasons. But look, like you said, I'd say a week or two playing any sport and Lee Chin wouldn't be too bad at it. But no, look, as I say, it's not that we're plucking him out of the sky. He has a very, very strong soccer background, and I'd imagine he'll take back to it like a duck to water, all going well.
To be honest, most of the guys who were brilliant Gaa players when I was growing up were also playing soccer, be it organised football or just in the schoolyard and trying their hand at hurling. And quite often, the lads who were good at one thing were good at most things. Like that's just the nature of this country.
Yeah, it's absolutely always the case. And being as strong as, and I mean, I'd be a very strong GAA follower myself, but being the profile of GAA within the country and lads' loyalties to the county, and that hurling and Gaelic football do tend to win out. I mean, I would have been involved in one of the rare examples of it going the opposite way. I think you guys actually might have had Mikey Drennan on the show, had you, around the time that he had revealed his depression problems with Shamrock Rovers. But when Mike signed for Aston Villa at 16 years of age, he was playing for me at the time. Mike was the best hurler probably in Ireland in that age group at the time, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a rare example of it going the other way. Although he's back with a hurl in his hand again, so he is. But look, there's examples like that right up and down the country. You know, it does tend to be the same lads that are good at everything. You know.
Yeah. Well, I also think, I mean, I know you've primarily done this because you think Lee Chin could come in and do a job for you, and this isn't some marketing nonsense because you're going to put the team ahead of anything like that. But there is something great about having local people involved with League of Ireland teams, because maybe some teams suffer for a sense of identity when we're wondering why can't we get more locals to attend games. Well, sometimes like teams down the country are just full of Dublin lads.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's one thing that we're certainly very, very proud of is, I mean, there will be probably a minimum of 6 Wexford-born players on the field any time we take to the field. Not that they're chosen on a quota or anything, but they're, you know, we have such a strong representation of Wexford lads in the squad that there's always bound to be 4, 5, 6 of them in the starting 11. Mm. And it does, it is something to be very, very proud of. And, you know, to hear you know, Lee say, you know, I am a proud Wexford person. If I can help out a local Wexford team, or if you believe I can help out a local Wexford team, I'll give it a shot for you.
Yeah.
And look, there's no point denying that we would like to think it might put a few extra bums on seats.
Sure,
there might
will.
Be a few people who mightn't been out to Ferry Carrick who might think, oh, this would be interesting, get a look at Chinner playing soccer. If it does, obviously that's an extra bit of a boost for us as well, because we have a huge, huge game on Friday night. So if you know, we'd encourage people, whether it's to see Lee Chin or any other reason, we want as many out in Ferry Carrick this Friday as we possibly can, Joe.
Yeah, so it's Bray Wanderers this Friday. What time's kickoff for people?
8 o'clock kickoff, right, on Friday night. We had a great result last Friday night against Derry. Not so good last night. We were just squeezed out by Bowes. But no, this is a huge one for us in our attempts to try and stay in the division, you know.
Yeah, Bray have only one defeat in their last 13 league games, so they'll be tricky. And what kind of crowds are you getting at Ferry Carrick? Because I must say, I do watch it on the TV and it looks like a lovely ground. I haven't made it down, but it looks like a great ground and nice night out.
Yeah, the one thing we can complain about is facilities. As I've kind of said on a few occasions, we might be operating off one of the smaller budgets and one of the smaller squads and that kind of thing. But in terms of facilities, the clubhouse is probably second to none in the whole country. We have a training pitch out the front. We have Astros down the back. So the facility itself is fantastic. Crowds, Joe, are dependent on who the opposition are, I suppose. And also dependent on how we're going. If we're on the back of a couple of decent results and we're playing against a big team, crowds will be up. If we're, after suffering a few defeats in a row and maybe playing against a lesser team, crowds will be down. But, you know, that applies to every single team in the league, you know, depending on how they're going and that kind of thing. So it ranges anything between 400 and 800, I suppose, thereabouts. Obviously, the first opening game of the season was probably a bit higher. And our last home game of the season, Joe, is against Twin Harps. We're really hoping to have the gap down to, you know, maybe 2 points, where we'd know if we were able to,
yes,
beat Twin Harps on the night, we'd be able to leapfrog them maybe and have our destiny in our own hands heading into the last day. So if we could get a few points on the board over the next few games and get that gap narrowed down, you'd really, really be hoping to pack the place out for that Harps game, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're running at the moment Bray, obviously it's Friday, which we've mentioned, then you're away to Cork City, that'll be interesting, away to St. Pat's, home to Galway, and then the Finn Harps game, for people maybe thinking of going, is 21st of October, and then you finish up away to Sligo Rovers. Like, I was talking to Alan Cawley, who's obviously taken over at Longford and very much hoping to track you guys down pretty soon. Alan Matthews, sorry. I have this habit,
yeah,
of calling him Alan Cawley. Every bloody time
don't get those two mixed up, yeah.
I play Astro with Alan Cawley. That's why he's in my head every Wednesday morning. Sick of him. So we were talking to Alan Matthews and we were looking at his at Longford's stats in comparison with you guys. And like, it's very similar in a lot of ways. The big difference is they managed, when we had spoken to him, just one win. It's now two wins. They won their first game of the season. They'd only managed one win at that stage when he took over all season. Whereas every kind of four or five games, somewhere along the way, you guys have managed to nick a win. And that's made the difference.
We have, and we've had very few draws. In general, I don't like draws. If we're sitting on a draw, I do tend to tell the lads to go all out and risk losing the 1 point for the chance of gaining the three.
Right.
Now, Friday night, we were quite happy to take that because Derry have been in such good form. But yeah, we've managed to dig out, as you say, a good win probably about once a month that's kept us tipping over, so it has. And I mean, the thing with Friday night, Joe, Friday night was huge for us in that. Like, and I said this to the lads themselves, I was looking at a scenario heading down there Friday night where realistically we're playing third in the league and there's a strong chance that Derry might beat us. Then you're looking at Longford and Harps and you're saying, right, you'd imagine Harps are going to get a win there, and you're thinking you're going to be coming into training on Sunday morning and the gap is 8 points. And all of a sudden we're coming into training on Sunday morning and the gap is 4 points.
Yeah.
Which is hugely encouraging, while at the same time, the gap behind us is now narrowed to six.
Yeah, so, it's all tightening up.
Yeah, it is. It is all tightening up. It's going to be very exciting down around there towards the end.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Leach In might come in and score a few goals as well. always good to have you on, Shane. Thanks a million.
No problem, Joe. Thanks
Cheers.
Very much.
That's Shane Keegan there.
Off the Ball with BetDak.com. The sports betting exchange. Serious about sport 24/7. Every season, every sport, every team.